What's up, everybody? Hope you guys are doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today. We're Thursday, ladies and gentlemen, October 20th. And let me just say this, Jason Upton, Connecticut, if you're there, I'll be there Saturday night with him in New London, Connecticut. I'll also be back here in Madeira on Sunday. We're going to jump in today. We're going to call this one Getting Loose. Getting Loose. Scripture's found in Proverbs 21, verse 16 says, when you forsake the ways of wisdom, you'll wander in the realm of dark spirits. Wow. Say that again for the people in the back. When you forsake the ways of wisdom, you'll wander into the realms of dark spirits. Before anything gets lost, it usually gets loose. Do you remember the axe head in 2 Kings 6:5 that flew off and fell into the water? I imagine it must have gotten loose first, because loose things, ladies and gentlemen, get lost. And it's true for axe heads, but it's also true for our convictions, our values, and our beliefs. Hear me out. We can't live just any way we want and think we're going to end up with the right results that we hope for. Our beliefs don't come loose overnight. It's subtle and it takes time, little by little. But if we loosen our grip on our convictions, we're going to find ourselves in a bad place. We have to stay tight, stay in prayer, stay in the Bible, stay in healthy community, tighten up our devotional life. Because the question today, is there anything in your life that needs a little tightening? I've often been amazed watching people's lives because I'm fascinated. You know, I love the books, God's Generals. When those things came out, man, I loved reading them, because not only did I love celebrating with the heroes of the faith, right, like we all do, but I also was amazed at their downfalls, because values don't just change overnight. And that's what you have to understand. When people come in my office and they say, Pastor, our marriage is a mess and everything's just blown up, you have to understand it's never a blown tire. It's always a slow leak. When somebody falls off from God or falls into sin or is caught in immorality, it's never a blown tire. It's always a slow leak. It gets loose before it gets lost. And we're in a world where you've got to hold the line in your life, because it's not like this whole world that we're in right now is conducive to breakthrough and supernatural power. No, it's quite the opposite. We've never been more distracted. There's never been more entertainment around you. And I'm not saying it all has to be from the pit of hell, but even if it's neutral entertainment, it's taking you away from what God has, right? Come on, man. And so we've never been in a day where there's been more distractions, been more, you know, reason to not focus on the Lord than today. And I can see people's values get loose and then they're going to get lost. We talked about King Solomon. Right? He was in a bad place, man, but there was a moment it wasn't bad. There was a moment that he was in power. The kings would come to his rising, Queen of Sheba, everybody wanted his wisdom. But then it's clear that he started worshiping on the high places. And catch this moment, right? He's not doing anything. I think this is Kings 4. He's not doing anything wrong. So it's not like you would point to him on the mountain and say, you're in sin. But he's also not doing what God's asked him to do. So there's this middle ground of loosening. He's enthroned with other false gods, worshiping on the high place. He starts doing it. And that's where his axe head becomes loose. And then next time you see it, he's having all these wives that God said don't have. He's mixing up lineages where God warned him. And then you see Solomon destroyed because of this. It didn't happen overnight. The first time he went up that hill, you might have thought that he was doing something noble. Oh, look at the King Solomon worshiping at the high place. No, friends, he was up there enthroned with the other worshiping false idols. But it's not enough to correct, but it's not enough to say you've destroyed your life. It's getting loose. That's how life works, friends. It's a small fire that destroys you. And by the time we see it, it's already burnt down. And it's convictions. It's having convictions. I mean, I've talked to people over the years. It's like, bro, you're creeping the girls at church out. Stop. They don't get it. I'm like, nobody walks around doing that. Stop pursuing hugs with every beautiful woman in church. Set boundaries in your life, you weirdo. Like it all, that's how axe heads get loose, man. Have boundaries. Be clear. Have morals. Have standards. And I'm not talking about even around people when no one's looking. Don't let the axe head get loose, because that's when it gets lost. And so your convictions, come on, man. If you look over your Christian life, whether you've been saved 4 days or 400 years, are you more holy than when you first started? Are you more sacred in your heart, or are you less? Have you bought into some lie that religion is what puts rules on you and you can live any way you want? Friends, your axe head's loose. And before things get lost, they get loose. And so today, I'm telling you clearly, man, you better strengthen those things in your life and live with non-negotiables. It's no compromise. It's non-negotiables. It's living in the realms of heaven because we're not compromising on earth. We recently had a couple weeks ago, David Hogan, powerful missionary with us. He's raised so many people from the dead. It's so hard for people to even believe that's possible because you live in such a jacked up world. But when people say to me, what is David Hogan like? How is he really being around him? Friends, I know him fairly well. And I'm going to tell you something. No one I know on earth fasts and prays more than David Hogan. Nobody. Nobody I know goes without food more than that man. And he's on his knees. He prays. He fasts every week. I've seen him do 30 days. I've seen him do 40 days. I don't know anybody like him. But yet we look at what's going on in his life and we're like, oh, man, that seems a little crazy. Does it? Or would you be raising the dead too if you fasted and prayed like that? I don't know. But I'll tell you what I'm not going to do is just criticize somebody I don't understand. And what I'm not going to do is lower my standards because I don't want the convictions in my life getting loose so they don't get lost. That's it for today. What a great lesson for us. Thank you for hitting me up. Let me know on Instagram. Let me know on Facebook how you're being blessed. Share the broadcast. Help us get our reach out there. We love you guys. And tomorrow is one of my favorite days of the week, baby. Friday edition. We'll see you then. Thanks for listening. I'm out.